Welcome to Local Matters, Mountain Express's weekly news podcast. This is Margaret Williams, news editor, and joining me is senior news reporter David Forbes, who's two stories in this week.
Yes.
City Council had a little neighborhood meeting over in West Asheville, and Tim Moffitt chatted with you a little bit about at least one of the bills that he's proposing that affects Asheville.
Well, it wasn't just Tim Moffitt on that one. It was this. There was a very controversial bill that Moffitt proposed that originally would have taken Asheville's water system without compensation. No compensation is in the original bill. However, recently, towards the end of May, he proposed to turn the bill into a study bill, which simply studies, if a transfer of the water system would make for increased efficiency. We kind of have the story of that legislation, him explaining his motives behind it. It's local political leaders on the opposite side of the fence, Gordon Smith, Asheville City Councilman, and Emmett Carney, head of the Democratic Party, are both big on trying to rally opposition against this bill while it was going to committee. And it just kind of explains the back and forth that happened during this bill and why there's a controversy over it and where it is now.
This bill, he's proposing giving the system over to the Metropolitan Sewerage District, correct?
Well, that was the original proposal, was to transfer the system, seize it essentially, and put it in the hands of the Metropolitan Sewerage District. The bill now just calls for studying if transferring the system or keeping it in the city's hands, which one would be more efficient. And it might not go to MSD now. He says it might go to an independent authority, depending on what the study says. Moffitt is now saying that,
it had been controlled by an independent regional authority.
Yes, and the city opted out of that back around 2005 and controls Trumbull and Morrison.
Ongoing disagreements with Henderson County, among other things.
Yeah, that's a whole can of worms by itself.
But the infrastructure, by and large, is owned by the city of Asheville, such as the 21,000 or 22,000 acres that surround and include the North Fork Reservoir.
Yes.
Has anyone put a dollar figure on how much infrastructure is worth?
As a matter of fact, my understanding is that's one of the things the study is going to determine, is how all this stuff was paid for and what the value of it is and, who would more efficiently control it. That's what Moffitt's saying. I mean, obviously the bill was very different in its original form from the study bill he later proposed. The article goes over the various facets of this kind of fight that's been going on and what's kind of behind it and what each of the sides is saying as far as, what they see as this issue. Council and a number of other people have seen it as an intrusion on local authority. They've had a big complaint that Moffitt did not consult with them before the original bill was proposed at all. It's been an ongoing complaint about some of Moffitt and a number of state legislators, not just him, but specifically Moffitt's behavior during this legislative session. Moffitt, on the other hand, has been saying that this is the case that he did what he was putting the study bill for. He did send it, albeit somewhat late at night, to Asheville City Council members and the city attorney to have them have a look at it before it came forward. The city is Bob Oost, city's attorney, has said that he informed council of this, and he said this is not, the city's still looking at the study and if it will oppose that or not. So
whether it will oppose the study. They've already come out and said they're against the transfer of the system.
Yes, though they were drafting a resolution declaring their opposition to that, but this happened before the next council meeting came up.
That gives something of a backstory on the issue. I mean, the water in Asheville and the Asheville area has long been an area of
contention.
You said the word. The system, City of Asheville, to say that it's a city water system is a little bit of a misnomer, because the system combines some aspects of water systems that existed in the county over the decades.
Indeed,
but the city, as I recall, does by and large own the majority of the infrastructure, including the land, the pipes,
the reservoirs,
both power plants, well, all three power plants, the Mills River water treatment plant, the North Fork Reservoir, the treatment plant there, and the Beetree Lake Reservoir.
And one of the complaints from the city council is they said that, they've been talking with the county while they don't agree with a lot of the state legislation that was passed that pretty sharply, in 2005, that pretty sharply limits how they can use the water system. Nonetheless, they've been working to repair the infrastructure. It costs this to the city and city water users over the past few years. They've put a lot of time into this, and they said they haven't received many complaints over how it's being run, so they're wondering where the controversy is in this issue that required Moffitt's action.
Yes, were you able to get at it anyway? What's behind this interesting twist, this proposal from Moffitt?
Moffitt says on his end that he thinks it's been an issue for years, and he said originally that he wanted to start a discussion. And he says that, you know, his critics have misinterpreted his motives. You know, he's obviously kind of harkened back to the 05 fight between the city and county, which was fairly bitter, though both parties say relations have kind of thawed somewhat since fairly considerably in the water system issue since then. And the he told me that he was not considering originally doing anything with the water system until the city passed a series of rate increases, ranging from fairly minor to fairly sharp in the case of some large business, commercial and industrial users, to water rates. And this was the result of the city had a fairly long, lengthy study and determined the city Asheville's water system, the rates, the burden of the fees fell disproportionately on residential users, especially single family residential users. And this is an attempt to rectify that by holding the cost for the residential single family residential users the same, having some minor increases on multifamily and smaller businesses, and having some fairly considerable increases on larger commercial customers, partly to bring it in line. In response to this, Moffitt proposed his original bill, and then he's claiming now, and he did say that shortly after the bill was passed, his intent was to start a dialogue. And the bill now is a study instead of outright just taking the water system. And he said his critics have misfigured him from the beginning, that he was, you know, intending just to kind of start a dialogue with this. However, when I asked him about why wasn't it a study bill in the first place, he said that was due to scheduling issues. So, I mean, the man remains a fairly controversial politician from a lot of people at the city level. To do bills they perceive as being an intrusion upon the authority of local elected officials.
He sponsored some of the other bills he sponsored, yes. Include those aimed at the airport.
Yes, though that one may well be modified in committee too, to not have, and that was backed by a number of Democratic representatives.
Yes,
it should be noted.
Co-sponsors Susan Fisher and Patsy Kiever.
Yeah. So this is not simply an issue with just Moffitt or just the. Or just entirely just the Republican Party. But he has been behind a lot of these bills. He successfully pushed through bills to change the way the county, and they did this without any referendum on the county's part, change the way that they vote for the representatives, for the county commissioners, and also passed a bill revoking some annexations that he had done back in 2005. So
we'll stay tuned to how that develops as it goes through the committee process.
Indeed.
Meanwhile, the city council members had a West Asheville community meeting, which was you attended the other day, and they had a few topics on their mind, the residents you spoke of.
Yes. Well, it was actually kind of an interesting contrast to some community meetings. I mean, the community meetings can range from mostly just people wanting nuts and bolts information to a fair amount of community ire in amount of meetings, feeling if a certain neighborhood feels it is being ignored or think it disapproves of a certain development or some plans have come to the city. And they'll certainly, you know, it's not unheard of for council members to get in a fair earful of these sort of meetings. This one, though, was mostly kudos for them. There's a lot of praise for city staff from some local representatives of parts of the area, saying they feel better about the cooperations on future rules and development for the Haywood Road corridor, which has developed considerably in recent years, with more restaurants, more stores, more commercial activity there. Burton Street neighborhood, which has been struggled with some crime before and has had the looming possibility of the I-26 connector taking a part of the neighborhood out. So, but the residents had mostly praised a number of the work city staff had done. They praised the Weed and Seed program, which also active in Piscaview, which has had some fairly notorious crime problems through the years.
Mm-hmm. And there's also the Haywood Corridor plan.
Yeah, the Haywood Corridor. That was mentioned a second ago. Yeah. The Haywood Corridor, they're looking to plan more extensively the zoning in the area. You know, they want to keep it pedestrian-friendly, walkable. Leslie Fay, who's with the business association in that area, was touting that, you know, if you sit down to eat in a restaurant in West Asheville, odds are a person eating beside you has walked there. They want to keep it, you know, they want to have greenways, they want to keep it kind of pedestrian friendly. They're looking for height limits in the buildings, looking for kind of unified zoning, as they put it, throughout the corridor. And that corridor certainly has seen a lot of development in recent years. But yeah, the mostly it was kind of fairly, people were talking about either projects that they were volunteering on themselves and, you know, wanted the city to be informed about, or ones that or were praising kind of the work that the city had done. Mayor Bellamy, at the end of the meeting, Mayor Terry Bellamy said that there was a feeling when she got on council a number of years ago that West Asheville was ignored by the city government, and she says she feels that's no longer the case, and the crowd seemed to mostly agree with that. So one of the other things that came through was people talking about, you know, volunteer efforts, because the city obviously has limited funds right now to clean up the Hominy Creek Greenway. Local neighborhood activist Steve Rasmussen was talking about an attempt to renovate a historic structure that was part of the Sulphur Springs resort area. It was a fireproof hotel that burned down in the 1890s.
Fireproof?
Yes, well, obviously not that fireproof.
Okay, I know where Sulphur Springs... I know where Sulphur Springs Road is. Where was the supposed...
Oh, it's right around that same area, hence the name. And there was actually, according to him, the pavilion from that resort just still remains, has some historical significance to the area, especially West Asheville's development, and is now overgrown. And he's seeking to try to build some community support along with some other residents of the area to kind of renovate that and make it an area where people can use again. And also he was saying that there was, by legend, when the wars between the government and the Cherokee, conflicts between the government and the Cherokee in the area, there was a legend about an Indian's curse. Actually, he got extra time from city council to talk about the Indian's curse.
Well, now I'm curious also to know where this pavilion is, as I drive that road every day.
No. But yeah, it's definitely kind of was an insight into an... It's a meeting was an kind of insight into an interesting area and the various plans that are going on there, everywhere from Burton Street to the Haywood Corridor down to Pisgah View over in Sulphur Springs. I mean, and West Asheville is changing drastically all the time. So, yeah, I'd encourage our readers to check it out and, you know, see what kind of council's saying and see what the residents are saying back to them.
Joining me now is reporter Christopher George, who has talked to a doctor on a roof and some yoga people in the park for our wellness section. So tell us a little bit more.
Yeah, Dave Fuller, head of cardiopulmonary services at Park Ridge, he spent better than 24 hours on the roof raising money for Fletcher's Relay for Life, which is being held July 15th. The deal was is the employees last year had got him to shave his beard, which he apparently hadn't done in 12 years, and they raised money for that. Like, you get to take a swipe of his beard or something. And that was what they did last year. So they figured they had to up the ante this year. So they got him to agree to go on the roof and spend 1 minute for every dollar donated. And apparently he was adjacent to a window, so people could, and they were charging $5 to come up and razz him at the window as he sat out on the roof with a beach umbrella just hanging out. He came down like 10 minutes here and there, he said, but he stayed up longer just to make up for it. It ended up being from 12 one day to 5 p.m. the next day. So, yeah. He said he would have stayed up there.
Before this hot weather, or right. Slightly.
Well, he said he would have stayed up there another day because they were going to raise more money around it, but there was a threat of thunderstorms, and he said he'd be like a lightning rod in a swimming pool up there.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, and they raised over $2,000, so it was, you know, and they're still taking money up for that.
Now, the Relay for Life, raising money for cancer.
Mm-hmm. It's the American Cancer Society. They do this every year in something like 5,000 communities throughout the country. Basically they stay overnight and people walk around a track and it's a ceremony for it and whatnot. And, the one in Fletcher, like I said, is being held on July 15th.
And Dr. Fuller noted that there's a cancer issues a little bit personal for him.
Mm-hmm. His father died of cancer, 12 years ago, he said. And, so it's really a big thing that he makes sure to do every year because of that and because to support the oncology ward there that
all the work that they do.
Mm-hmm.
there at Park Ridge Health, which is in the Fletcher-Hendersonville area. Mm-hmm. We also spoke to some folks who started a yoga in the park last year.
Yeah, some more Fletcher stuff, too.
Doing that series again this year.
Mm-hmm. That's Sonia Klepper was the one who started it last year. And they do this every Saturday throughout the summer at 8:15. In the morning before it gets too hot. And they basically, you just show up and you get to do yoga in the park. There's a suggested donation of $10, but they never turn anybody away. So, you know, if you don't have any money and you want to go do yoga, go do it. And basically, it was an idea that she got hanging out in Fletcher Community Park, you know, because apparently in other cities they do this. And it's something she had talked about spreading to other areas in Buncombe County, too. She mentioned parks in Asheville, it would be great for it. And
I swear I've seen someone doing yoga, a group of people doing yoga at Peck Square.
Very well might be.
Roger McGuire Green.
Mm-hmm. Very well might be.
But this one's every Saturday down in Fletcher, their mm-hmm. park.
Yeah, and basically they got the blessing of the city to do it and all that good stuff down there, too. So.
Well, good. When some other wellness news, I went this morning to the YWCA. They are asking for donations and some help to keep their diabetes wellness program going. Some budget cuts that are coming down that affect the state's health and wellness fund are going to sap $100,000 from the program. That's almost half their operating budget for the program, which serves more than 100 people in the Asheville-Buncombe area, and particularly hard-hit thing for minorities in the community. And they are asking for help to raise $25,000. They've made up the other difference in the cuts with some staff cuts and a little tweaking of the programs. But stay tuned for some news on that. They're trying to raise this money by the end of June. You can go to ywcaofasheville.org, and there's a donation button there for that. Well, that wraps it up for Local Matters. Thank you, Christopher, and thanks to our listeners out there. Stay cool. Thank you.